Joining us now is the Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and Finance Spokesperson, Piers Doherty. Piers Doherty, you join us to talk about these trade tariffs, but initially your reaction to that news, the passing of Mick O'Dwyer.
Oh, look, I think everybody involved in the Gaelic football will be saddened to hear that such a legend has passed. And at this time, we're just thinking of all his friends, his family and all of those who loved him. And he'll be sadly missed.
Absolutely. A man who gave us all so many great memories. So moving on to the trade tariffs announced by Donald Trump. You were on television last night saying, you know, don't react, don't make it worse. But trade is an EU competency. We heard Danny McCoy from IBEC earlier saying, yes, negotiate. But in this kind of game, it's tit for tat.
Look, the trade is an EU competency, but the Irish government will still have a role here because any trade list, any countermeasures will have to be agreed by QMV. So there will be a role for the Irish state here. And what we're seeing very clearly is what all the economists have looked at, all the modelling have looked at, which is Donald Trump's tariffs are going to be damaging for the Irish economy, for jobs, for the public finances. But the countermeasures will also be damaging if they are in place by Europe. So they will push up prices for Irish consumers. They will risk more jobs in Ireland, and they will reduce the finances that we have in terms of tax take, in terms of the public finances. So what we have to be very clear.
Scott Bessent says then and just suck it up?
No, not at all. This has to be resolved, and we need to look at the policy of de-escalation. And the only reason you should counter our continent's countermeasures is if you believe that it would bring the American administration to the table and allow for a de-escalation. So what we're saying is there has to be cool heads in relation to this here. We have to have a clear eye at what is important. We have to focus on Irish national interest. Remember, while we do have influence in relation to counter tariffs, we will not be able to dictate it. So we could have a situation where countermeasures from Europe could actually be as damaging as what Donald Trump has announced. So we have to be very, very careful here and not knee-jerk into any situation in relation to this year. The first thing that is going to happen in relation to Donald Trump's tariffs is the goods that are important now into America are going to increase and going to increase sizably. And we've already seen divisions taking place in America. It was mentioned earlier on in relation to the four senators. We've had others who are now raising serious concern about prices going up. So
you think the pressure may come on there? But I just want to ask you one final question, and I'm sorry, we're a bit squeezed for time this morning. Okay. But we do have a problem, don't we? Even if we weren't singled out in the Rose Garden yesterday. And that's the fact that Northern Ireland is now going to be levied a 10% tariff, the Republic a 20% tariff. And that competitive advantage for Northern Ireland could be even more pronounced if the UK doesn't retaliate and the EU does. What do we do about that?
Yeah, I think there's a serious issue there. Obviously, it causes challenges for the Windsor framework. It creates serious challenges for the All-Ireland economy. And I think that whatever response that we're looking at here from through an Ireland lens or an EU lens, we have to be looking at it from an All-Ireland point of view and the Good Friday Agreement and all of the good work that we have done in relation to Brexit. I think that in our discussions with the American administration, it needs to be a point that is continually raised in relation to what has been achieved in terms of no hard border on the island of Ireland, but there are now serious disadvantages on the island. Listen, a tariff anywhere on the island of Ireland is not good, but this now causes serious complexities in relation to trade.
Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and Finance Spokesperson Piers Doherty, thank you.